Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming live over the World Wide Web at WPITAM.com. I am your host, 2:30s on Sunday, 8:30 in Preshow, and 9:30 in Uzhhorod. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and we're bringing you the best in Rusyn music and information, as well as personnel from around the country. Joining me in the studio today is my good friend, Karen Varian, who is also the president of the Rusyn Association based in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, as well as the chair of the Carpatho-Rusyn Consortium of the North America. Welcome, Karen, to Pittsburgh once again, and welcome to the Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you. We'll be talking to Karen throughout the afternoon. We had our GCU District 15 and CRS Pittsburgh Chapter Vatra yesterday, which Karen came to after the consortium meetings. We'll tell you a little bit about that, what we did, as well as some other information. We're going to start with the Kondrachovsis, our good friend, Andrei Kondrach, and his orchestra, with one of the songs that we sang at the Vatra yesterday, Achia Tohija.
Чия то хижа стоїть на доміні, чиє то дівчатко, шиє на машині, чиє то дівчатко, шиє на машині. Машина черпоче, а дівчатко плаче, ведися мій верні, і білий козаче, ведися мій верні, і білий козаче.
So yesterday we were at get-togethers in Weirton, West Virginia, GCU District 15, and the Pittsburgh chapter of the Carpatho-Rusyn Society had our first, what is hopefully annual Vatra, based off the Vatras we used to have here in the Pittsburgh area, as well as the one that Youngstown, Warren, Sharon, and Cleveland chapters do in September. And we got there around noon, started setting up, and outside it was 40-something degrees and raining. I'm thinking, we're not going to be having any Vatra out in this weather. Thankfully, the weather cleared up. That's because you were here, Karen, right? You came by and you brought all the good weather with you from Minneapolis. No? Yes? Maybe?
Sure, we brought the good weather.
You brought the good weather.
I brought the good weather, and it wasn't cold at all.
It never gets cold in Minneapolis, right?
Right.
Oh, I remember the one time I was up there with you guys. It was, what, 30 below, and then the wind chill was somewhere around 50, 60 below zero.
That's probably just one day.
And then the one year I was there, it was 100 degrees. So you guys get some real temperature swings up there. But fortunately, the weather held off. We were able to get all of the fun activities in. Sloviani performed a different type of performance. We danced in our street clothes this time because there wasn't really a place to change. And it was quite cool outside. And I didn't want the kids to have to wear their less than accommodating costumes out there. So we just had them in their street clothes doing that. And we're by the fire singing some songs. That's about the time you came around after the consortium meetings, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And so tell us what you thought of the Vatra. Did you like what was going on there? The food, the entertainment, what?
It was great food, great people, great entertainment, and a big hot bonfire.
It was quite round and large, yes. You know, you got within 15 feet of the fire and you were, you're kind of burning up there. So, but if you missed it, shame on you for 6 weeks, as Mike Lang, our hockey announcer, would say here in Pittsburgh. We'll have another one next year, and we'll have some other activities from the CRS Pittsburgh chapter. Remember, this is for you, ladies and gentlemen. You are part of the Pittsburgh chapter of the CRS. We hold events for you. Next, we're going to go to Lemkovina, and this is a new version of an old song by Club de Mont, Pilam Palinochku, or I'm Drinking Some Hooch. Even though the Carpathia Rus'n Society Heritage Program is fully sponsored by by the Carpatha Russian Society, and we do receive financial support from the Greek Catholic Union. We still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you'd like to make a donation to the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, please give me a call, Dean Paloka, area code 412-877-9351, or you can email me at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. And before we go on to our next number, which comes from Karen's part of the Russian area, Zakarpattia, I have a couple shout-outs that I want to give there, and I know Frick is listening out there. Steph Barr has just texted me on the phone and says, why can't we dance or sing to something that we just heard, Pilem Palinochko? Well, maybe we'll do that one of these years. Well, she's a senior, so can't be many years. It would have to be this year. Oh, I don't know, Steph. We'll think of something. Maybe we can get something going there. So I wanted to give a shout-out to her, Steph, Frick. She knows what that means. And I also want to wish a happy 50th birthday to my brother-in-law and sometime part-time host here, Michael Libertor. He celebrated, I think it was yesterday, our accordionist, Slaviani, who was at the Vatra playing there as well. So I want to give a shout-out to you. Happy birthday, Mike. I will not insert anything funny at this point for FCC violations. I don't want to be doing any of that. So happy birthday to you. And Steph, we'll see you on Thursday. So we're going to go to, this is Ensemble Irshava with Rachil Chanka. Well, you know, as I'm sending out birthday wishes here and there and everywhere, Karen just reminded me. Go ahead, Karen. You can say it.
Happy birthday, Kathy Silvestri.
Kathy Silvestri, very good friend of ours, part of the CRS Pittsburgh chapter and national form since its inception, along with her parents and family. So happy birthday, Kathy. Všetko najlepšie nám nohaja I blahaja lita k narodeninám. Right, mark your calendars. Don't mark your calendars. Just make plans for next Sunday, the 28th of October. 31st annual Carpatha Russin celebration will take place at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown, located at 201 East Main Street, right there in Uniontown. Their annual Carpatha Russin Festival will be held in the parish social hall beginning at noon and running until 7 o'clock. Divine Liturgy will begin at 10:30 a.m. There will be ethnic foods such as holubke, pirohi, halushke, kolbasa with sauerkraut, soup, potato pancakes, palachinka, baked goods, and much more. Basically what we had yesterday, all that good stuff, which I'm having for leftovers for dinner today. All the leftovers, be eating those for the next couple days. This will be the annual event. Will feature folk dancing by us, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble at 3 p.m., and a musical group at 1:30 and 4:30, which will be myself, Bob Barko, Andrei Pidkilka, our good friend from Ukraine, and his wife, also from Ukraine, Solomia, who are world-class musicians. Andrei on all the pipes and flutes, and Solomia on the violin. John Rigetti, president of the CRS, will give a cooking demonstration presenting a Russian meal at 2 p.m., and will speak on Russian history and customs at 4. The CRS will have a display of artifacts, authentic costumes, photographs, and documents, and will assist in genealogical questions. There will be pisanki, iconography, wood burning, bobbin lace making, folk art demonstrations, and a whole lot more. So next Sunday, the 28th of October, 31st Annual Carpatha Russian Celebration, St. John's Byzantine Catholic Church, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown. For more information, please call 724-438-6027. Again, that is 724-438-6027. And enjoy this instrumental from Ruski Kerestor. We're back here with Karen Varian, as I said, who is the president of the Russian Association based in Minneapolis and the chairman of the Carpatha Russian Consortium in North America. And welcome again to Pittsburgh, Karen. And tell us what the consortium is and what your purpose for meeting in Pittsburgh was at the National Cultural Center yesterday.
Well, the consortium is a group of seven groups from North America, Russian groups from North America. And what we do, our basic mission is to coordinate worldwide activities among groups. And so we don't actually do activities. We promote activities and encourage activities of other groups.
So it seems to be a lot of the heads of organizations that are already in existence just coming together. So like the Russian Association, yours, and then the Russian Association up in Canada, where we're... A lot of people from Ruski Kerestor, which we just listened to, are from, and here are the CRS as well. So just getting them together and trying to get some kind of plan of action for the organizations, or is it a much higher level? Like,
well, a lot of what we do is actually work on things and issues that are worldwide, issues that affect the Rusins in Europe as well as Rusins in North America.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your organization, the Russian Association in Minneapolis. I've been up there a couple times helping you with some dances as well as the Duchnovich dinner. Give us a little insight on the Russians from Minneapolis.
Well, the Russian Association there has been going around for a long time, longer than CRS
has. Yes, you're right.
We are the first organization, Russian Association, that's not connected with any one of the churches. So we're an independent of the churches, our organization. Basically, throughout the year, some of the main activities that we do is we do sponsor we have a hostina at Christmas time. We have our Duchnovich dinner, which is in February. We do our Festival of Nations. We have a huge Festival of Nations in St. Paul, and there's a theme every year. And so we always have a display, an ethnic display, there. And then we have a picnic in the summer.
Okay.
In between times, we may have we'll have lectures on various things. For example, now coming up this next weekend, we don't have the opportunity to have John Righetti in person, but we are going to do one of the videos about who is a Rusyn.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What is a Rusyn? It is. So we'll be doing that video and having a little panel discussion afterwards on that.
Okay.
And we hope to have John there actually for our Duknovich dinner in February, and we're doing it a little bit differently this year. We're going to try to do it as a festival type atmosphere rather than just a dinner and music, mm-hmm. et cetera. So.
Okay. And we couldn't not mention Larry Goga, the founder. I guess he was considered the founder of the Rusyn Association, right?
Yes, Larry was the founder of the Rusyn Association.
Good friend of ours. When I was up there, he came down here a few times. And yeah, and you were mentioning the Festival of Nations. For those of you listening here in the Pittsburgh area, I believe it's the largest international folk festival in the United States, which we have our Pittsburgh International Folk Festival, but it's on a much smaller scale than it is in Minneapolis. I understand that that's
yeah,
a
huge.
Very huge production.
It's huge. They have food from all over, mm-hmm. you know, from all cultural groups. They have ethnic displays. They have dancing and entertainment. And I can't remember how many ethnic groups it is that's representative, but you name it. I bet you they'll be there.
Probably, and we know the Rusyns are represented, and that's what we're looking at here, all the Rusyn organizations here in North America. Thank you, Karen, for giving us a little insight on the consortium as well as the Rusyn Association in Minneapolis. Thanks for coming to the station today, and we hope to see you again in Minneapolis or back down here whenever we have one of our next events. Thank you very much, Karen.
Thank you.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life, GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that number is 1-800-722-4428 for the Greek Catholic Union, the GCU. Next, we're going to go back to Karen's area of Zakarpattia to Uj County. This is Ensemble Uj Horod. You remember them, right? With Viktor Shostak and the ladies. Červená rúža and Zahraj Sigan.
Малая мужа, плыяка, малая мужа. Вернися ж оно додому, вернися ж оно, марш до мій. Діти ти плачуть, плачуть ти, діти, діти ти плачуть за тобою.
Діти ти плачуть, плачуть ти, діти, діти ти плачуть за тобою.
I just wanted to announce that it was the 125th anniversary of St. Mary's Orthodox Cathedral last weekend in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is the first Orthodox Church in America. Mm-hmm. So, happy anniversary.
By St. Alexander Toth.
Correct.
All right. And we'll give you the story about St. Alexander Toth in a couple weeks. I got to find the information. I probably could do it, but we also don't have enough time on the clock as well. So we're going to get on to our next song as I tell you that Sunday, November 11th, is the Carpathia Russian Society annual meeting. This will take place at 2 p.m. at the CRS National Cultural Center, 915 Dixon Street in Munhall. And while you're there for the annual meeting on the 11th, because there's no football game, we play the Kansas City Chiefs on that Monday. So come to the center on the 11th, November 11th, 2 p.m. for the CRS annual meeting. You can also visit the sales gallery where we have all of our CRS wonderful gift shop items such as books, DVDs, wood carvings, imported embroideries, T-shirts, and much more. So if you want to visit the site, c-rs.org, you can get our sales catalog or come to the center on the 11th of November. I know we are a little long-winded today, but it's not always we have a good friend come to the studio, such as Karen. So thank you once again, Karen, for stopping by today, and we wish you safe travels back home, and we hope to see you soon. So
thanks for having me.
Not a problem. And we're going to finish today with Makovici Holos, Nebudu Yavetse. Don't know if we'll get into our last number, Lisom Lisom, but if we don't, we'll see you all next week.
Тяжко розказати, бо то камарадя, припалінці братя, бо то камарадя, припалінці братя, як треба платити, скорчмося витратять. Хочмася при тому, не скриє, не втече, хочмася при тому, не скриє, не втече, як ідете близько, стягне вас за плече. Жена дома чекат, вечерю рихтує, жена дома чекат, вечерю рихтує, мене з камарадні корчмі поражує. Бо палінка пані преможе каждого, бо палінка пані преможе каждого, радше ся напію молока квасного, радше ся напію молока квасного.
Лісом, лісом, Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бары сердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный программ. Позиваме вас слухати следующую неделю о 5:30 години на станице WPIT на фреквенцию 730. Тримайтеся красне и с Богом!